I'm going to lay down my burden.
Well, down,
down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
We are talking about the Colorado River, particularly the stretch that goes through the Grand Canyon, with two canyon river raft guides. And Mr. Mattson, how many times have you been down the river? You're not a guide, but I'm sure you've been down a few times.
I think 10 or 11 trips I've done in 13 years.
And what's your favorite part of the river or the trip?
Well, as the guides say, being under the rim or in the canyon, life below the rim is something special, especially today. You turn off your technology and you just go with the rhythm of the day. No watches. The sun comes up, you have your coffee, and the sun goes down, and bedtime shortly thereafter. So
now, with all that said, y'all do have a satellite phone for extreme emergency cases. Just if someone gets down there and breaks an ankle, you've at least got a way to contact.
Definitely.
And helicopter and some help.
Yes, we do.
Okay, we've got someone who's called in who has a question on Havasupai Falls, a nice little 10-mile hike into the canyon. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys, when you do your raft trip, if you go by the falls. You said it's 10 miles from where you're at. Is that what you said?
Well, the hike from where you park your car is 10 miles in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a good question. Havasupai Falls are a part of the Grand Canyon. For our trips, what we do is we float by to Havasu Creek, which is where it connects with the Colorado, and we'll hike up into a cascading fall area. We don't go all the way up to where most people experience, like Mooney Falls and all that kind of thing, but we do play around typically at Havasu Creek.
How far is that hike if you were to go that entire distance?
Oh, that's a good question. Eight miles?
Yeah, about 7.5 miles from the river up to the little town that's up there, which is very near those falls.
And y'all are really a rafting trip, not a hiking expedition. So, that'd be a pretty big commitment going whole way up and back.
And, each trip is a little different depending on the clients that come down with us. Sometimes we do take longer hikes. So, the 7-day trip that I mentioned earlier, we even have hiker special trips in early April. We do some good long hikes in there, and we're a rafting company, but it's the full experience. We're doing side canyon hikes, we're doing the rafting, education, all that kind of stuff.
I do remember on one of ours, we got to walk up and there was a natural waterfall, and we all got to take a rinse off, because you get plenty wet in the river through the rapids.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to bring a white shirt that you want to keep.
No, you don't.
Everything turns pretty brown
right. That
it touches. But that was a really nice. It was a fresh waterfall and clear water, and you get up there and got a little rinse off. That was pretty nice. We were talking the gentleman that first recorded adventure down the river,
John Wesley Powell,
and he was a one-armed Civil War veteran.
Correct.
He lost his hand. How?
So he had lost his arm in the Battle of Shiloh, and apparently his arm was up about to give the fire signal, and right before he could bring it down, he took a slug through the wrist, which ended up becoming infected, and they had to amputate. He had lost his right arm in the Civil War and thought it'd be a good idea to take a journey down the great unknown. Thank goodness he made it.
How long did that 1,000-mile journey take him?
It took him 3 months, just about on the dot. It took him 3 months to get down through there. And, certainly quite a bit of turmoil that he encountered down there. He did the best to be able to preserve his men and all of his equipment and supply, but it wasn't without folly.
Well, you were saying that y'all have decided now in all the years of the boat building experience that the boats he took really weren't designed for the river. One of the more interesting books I've read on the Colorado River is Death in the Canyon. And it recounts over and over and over again of how many lives that canyon has taken. I mean, Dick, is there any validity to the story of the guy that floated the entire length on a log?
Well,
do you know that story?
Here's the thing: is that people used to swim the canyon, the whole canyon. So it's definitely valid that someone did it in a log. People did it on surfboards or boogie boards and that kind of thing back in the day. So, yeah, absolutely.
My goodness! Now we've never been able to run up the canyon.
Uh, some people have tried.
The videos of those boats trying are really – that's daredevil level stunts.
Yeah. Only one time.
Yeah. Somebody did run it?
They did complete a uprun all the way, and then when that finished, the Park Service said no more upriver runs. And that was, I believe, in the late 60s.
Wow.
Warren Miller, the great ski cinematographer, actually filmed that attempt upriver. So.
Well, running upriver through some of those, you don't get any kind of feeling for the rapids. I guess you can go to Grand Canyon, you can go to the, what do they call the 3D video place?
IMAX.
Yeah. You can go to IMAX. You get some kind of perception. Mm-hmm. But even in the 3-day trip where we went on, where we're not in any of the bigger rapids, you really can't experience a rapid unless you're in the raft on the front, and you're looking back and you're seeing the back end of the raft, 15, 20 feet. Or it seems like it's straight up behind you.
Yeah, some of those rapids will do it. You know, it's a big long boat, so you know while you're in the trough in the front, the motor can be up in the back on top of the wave.
Rated second greatest adventure on the globe by National Geographic, floating the Grand Canyon. We're here talking the Colorado River today. How does that relate to homeowner and home improvement? Well, we're going to switch the subject a little bit later in the show about what are we going to do should we stay in this drought. Did you realize there are the Drought Mitigation Agency has listed 9 cities as in jeopardy of running out of water. Las Vegas pumps 90% of all the water they consume out of Lake Mead, which is at historic lows. We came in April desperately close to going into Tier 1 water rationing. What does that mean? Do you know there's also a Tier 2 and a Tier 3? What does that mean to the Arizona homeowner? I'm going to challenge y'all. While we're here talking about having fun on the Colorado River, I want you to get ready for the rest of the show where we're talking about water consumption at your house. Does anyone here at this table know how many gallons you consume at your house?
I don't.
When's the last time you took a look at your water bill? I hadn't looked at my water bill in 20 years. I just write the check and I mail it in. I had no idea how many gallons I consumed at my house. You know what the average consumption is?
In a couple hundred per day, I would assume.
In Phoenix, the average family consumes 16,000 gallons of water a month.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
60% of that is outside landscaping.
Yeah.
16,000 gallons per family.
You can grow grass anywhere. You just need the water.
That's exactly right. So we're talking Colorado River water. We're having a whole lot of fun with it. We're here with the Sailor Brothers from Colorado River Discovery, where y'all put people on the river for half-day and one-day adventures, mm-hmm. if you're a little bit tight on time.
Yep.
And then we're here with Kyle Saylor with Arizona River Runners, as well as Dick Mattson. And y'all are Arizona River Runners, and you can put them on the river for a whole lot longer. What's the longest trip y'all do?
13 days.
13 days.
Yeah, that's the entire length, oar boats, the whole nine.
How big a group does that involve?
24 people with that one. They're on the smaller rafts, the oar boats, which is about 5 people per boat.
That's experience in the river.
Yeah, it's real intimate.
When you say the entire length, where's the put in and where's the let out?
Yeah, the put in is Lee's Ferry, which is where everyone puts in, and then Diamond Creek is where you get out at the end of that trip. Some of the other trips get out at other places further on down, but for those rowing trips, it's at Diamond Creek.
You know, you put 24 people that are all strangers in the water at Lee's Ferry, mm-hmm. and when they come out,
best friends.
They're lifelong friends.
2 weeks later, that does it.
It has to. I mean, do you change boats? I mean, are you with the same people every day, or do you shuffle it up a little bit?
I think when people start, they seem to think that they're going to be on the same boat with the same people every day, but you know, you become friends with people really fast down there. Grand Canyon's the great equalizer. You know, you get splashed together. You're hiking and overcoming challenges together, and then all of a sudden you're best friends. You're switching up boats and learning new names and where everyone's from.
Kind of shares the cooking duties. I remember sharing some of the cleanup duties afterwards, and you become pals, and you become a machine loading and unloading those rafts and getting the tents and the sleeping bags out.
It's one of the best parts, I think, of the trip is the participation of the guests. You know, we all get in line. We all unload the boats together. We all load up the boats together. Even, you know, the guides are well-equipped to do everything, but it's almost more fun when the other guests are helping out the guests that need help, you know, so setting up tents or getting over a boulder, whatever it is.
The Seiler brothers, we brought them down from the Colorado River just for today's show with Corey of Colorado River Discovery. If you've got the time to schedule a half or one-day trip, give Colorado River Discovery a call. How would they get a hold of somebody?
Sure. Our phone number is 888-522-6644, or our website is raftthecanyon.com.
All right, and then if they had time for a longer trip, to contact Arizona River Runners.
Arizona River Runners, raftarizona.com, 877-800-477-7238.
And the website?
Raftarizona.com.
All right, we're going to have to try and make arrangements where we can put one of the trips into the Arizona Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Staycation. You can only register that for that at one place, and that is rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner every month. You get to pick where in Arizona you want to go and what vehicle you'd like to go in. Most of the people recently that have been going on a trip have been picking the Lincoln MKX out of Sanderson Lincoln on Bell Road, and for good reason. Sporty little SUV that really has all the comfort and the safety features and the class and the comfort. It's a real ride. Inside the car, when you go pick it up, we're going to have a Coyote Odie basket. Coyote Odie's is a mother-daughter-owned business in historical downtown Glendale. They specialize in gourmet oatmeal cookies. All the cookies are baked fresh daily with tons of whole rolled oats, sweet creamy butter, and local cage-free eggs. With a quaint little shop right in downtown, come sit, relax, and enjoy an Odie and tea at Coyote Odie Cookies.